Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
I don't do it. I like you.
Du hast me.
Oh, yeah.
I like you.
That's the only German we can speak.
That's it.
We know how to say kindergarten.
Yeah.
Beer garden. Lederhosen. Lederhosen. See you, Lederhosen. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, and it is good. I'm going to tell you something, that we're having phone issues.
Yeah, it ain't working.
But I've sent an email to engineering to see what's going on.
Why'd you send it to them?
Well, I CC'd a bunch of people on it. I was like, one of them will respond.
Yeah.
I CC'd like 8 people on the email.
Don't expect to have them this morning.
We're locked out of our phones.
They just don't work.
But.
Should have CC'd the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just don't work. For some reason, they just aren't there.
Well,
the phone lines are just not there.
We'll figure it out. There'll be something to it. So, you forgot to go to that site and log into this and that. Anyway, happy Friday.
Your two-factor authentication. Hopefully it's payday for everyone today.
Yes. It's not, though, for everyone.
No.
But
I still can hope it is. I can hope that everyone who isn't due a paycheck got one accidentally.
Yeah. Never mind the music playing in the background, but I do want to say congratulations to a certain legendary P1 and his lovely wife. Welcome to the world, Lucas Cole, a.k.a. the new son of Sean the Bomb.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hell.
Look at the little bomb. There he is.
Baby
congratulations,
bomb.
The Bombs.
It'll be in the backyard before you know it.
How fresh.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Train him up.
Don't let him get in the ring, brother. Don't you do it.
Popular time for babies to be born. October, September and October is when all the babies are born.
Thank you.
I'll tell you something.
Yes.
I usually don't care about those announcements, but he's cool, man. I like that one.
Sean the Bomb?
Usually if somebody calls in for like an anniversary or a baby, I'm like, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Sean the Bomb's cool.
Isn't that fun? Happy birthday to the baby. And really, the actual birthday,
That's
the one you should really celebrate. Okay, we'll get to the list then, since we're working on the phone situation. The top 30 most iconic Halloween movies. This is not just going to be like anybody else breaking it down, because we have an expert on our panel versus all these other goofs out there just like, is Freddy on there?
Well, you got me here too, and Fat Boy.
You are the expert.
Oh, I thought Fat Boy was.
Not on horror.
Yeah, he's got a leg up on.
You have
got three of them.
He's doing a Captain Morgan's pose.
two and a third.
That'll work.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
still
pretty big.
That's pretty big. Yeah.
You've got all these different movies from all over the years. Texas, the big ones like Psycho came in at 13. Texas Chainsaw Massacre at 12.
Yeah.
Conjuring at 11.
Conjuring is really good.
Movie.
It is
Really good.
It is. I was pleasantly surprised with that movie.
Yeah, this movie, The Conjuring, the first one's really, really good.
I'll check it out.
It's well done.
How you feel about Annabelle? It's not even on the list.
It's all right.
Yeah, Annabelle's all right.
They showed a new one that looks pretty good. I'm like, it's got teenagers in it, but, you know, it might be good.
Mm-hmm. I finished The Haunting of Bly Manor yesterday.
And?
What happened?
I'm not saying. I'm not going to give any review on
it. Give me a review.
Mm-mm.
Wet my whistle.
Is it? That's the Hill House series, right?
The haunted house. Why can't people leave? Kind of, it's just purgatory thing. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm on the fence about it, man. You got to talk me into it.
I don't know. I don't know how you feel about that stuff. We'll talk about that later.
I ain't gonna care later.
Well,
if you wait till 10 o'clock, you ain't gonna...
not gonna care.
My
either.
Favorite. It is a series, kind of. But my favorite scary horror movie, and then when I say it's scary, it's one that I cannot watch alone at night.
The News?
The Shining.
Oh, yeah.
The Shining.
Yeah.
Number 10, that came out 40 years ago. Hot and mighty. Number 9, Chucky and Child's Play in 88. Yeah. Rocky Horror Picture Show in 75. Number 7, Carrie. And then we'll go into the top 6 then. Friday the 13th at number 6.
Wait, I just want to say real quick on The Shining tip. Did you watch Dr. Sleep?
Yes.
You like that one?
I liked it better when I found out later on there was an unrated version.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that.
And I went back and watched that, and it was far more intense and more
It's into better that way.
It was you just, saw both too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Dr. Sleep was well written, though, I have to say.
Yeah. But I was expecting the guy in the freaking bear costume to be in one of the rooms. Damn it, they killed him off. All right. When you think of the Mount Rushmore, though, of horror movies, you know, it's Freddy, it's Jason, it's Michael, it's Leatherface, generally speaking.
There are slasher movies, of the ones that have faces to them. But a lot of the best ones, it's like an unseen evil.
But the face of Halloween, besides a pumpkin, as far as movies go, is always Jason, the hockey mask.
Yeah, that's that kind of, yeah.
It's number 6.
Well, Friday the 13th, it's his mama.
But, okay.
I mean, it is his mama.
This is what I get for gloating that we have an expert on our panel.
I know. Why are you surprised?
Well, what do you want me to say? It's him?
The
it's
burlap
not him.
Bag over his face should have been the icon. It should have been him jumping out of the pool looking like Sloth from the Goonies as a child.
That's part 2.
All right. That was number 6. I was just befuddled by how they can put Friday the 13th number 6. Anyway, number 5. To me, not a horror movie. Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah, it's not horror. It's really
good. Yeah, I mean, if you
that's hilarious.
If you're going to include Beetlejuice and Rocky Horror, you might as well throw Young Frankenstein on there, too. Well,
that's good, too.
Hell yeah, Gene Wilder. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Beetlejuice, number 5. Number 4, The Exorcist.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with it.
That's Mary's. Can't watch.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, it's all the religious stuff.
Did she try to watch it?
Oh, yeah, she has seen. Her and my daddy saw it at the drive-in.
That was the...
They didn't leave?
That might have been the first movie that had truly viral marketing to it. The way people would talk about, people would walk out of the theater and just walk out into traffic and get hit by a car.
Oh, yeah.
After they saw the movie.
Preachers would talk about that movie.
Yeah.
Like, it'll take control of your mind.
Mm-hmm. She sat through the part where, you know, she's doing the thing with the crucifix.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know she said you went to see it, and she described it as the scariest movie she'd ever seen. So it could be for all of those reasons. I mean, when she starts spinning her head, puking everywhere, that's just gross.
That is the scariest for me. I saw it. I'm not even going to say it. I was high when I saw it, and I had nightmares.
What?
Yes.
Now, she was California high. It could have been PCP.
I know. Like, what was it?
It was marijuana in high school. And I went to one of those midnight movies. And my friend, I wouldn't see it growing up because everybody told me that people left throwing up watching it. So I was always afraid. And boy, was that a big mistake.
What?
That's wild.
Here's another one. It has some scary moments to it, but generally speaking, kind of funny was Scream.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. I mean, Scream, it's good, but would you put it that high up?
Uh-uh.
No, you wouldn't.
Mm. Number 2, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Which one? Part 3 is the best
one. All these are the number one, or the first ones. 1984, Nightmare, by the way. It's not just Nightmare on Elm Street.
It's A Nightmare.
That's one of those Mandela effects.
Yeah.
Mandela effects.
Yeah, and it should be on there. It was good.
That's good. What is Caitlin always says, I'll watch scary movies, but I'm not watching them at night before we go to bed because she knows how it'll affect her dreams. And she's not on the ambos like I am, where I have no idea what's going on. I'm in a coma for 6 hours.
Yeah, you got my ambos, huh?
Yeah. She's like, I can't watch it. And in Nightmare on Elm Street, it puts it top of mind before you go to sleep. You're thinking about it. Oh, my God, my dreams. Yeah. And you can't control your dreams if it gets too lucid, you know?
Oh, well, part five was weird. And Freddy vs. Jason, where he appears as the big snake.
Well, Johnny Depp was in the first one, right? Or the second one?
First one.
First one, yeah. And then number one, which one haven't I said yet? The number one, according to this list.
There's a good many you haven't said yet.
But as far as the Mount Rushmore.
Oh.
Leatherneck?
Leatherface.
He was been there like 12.
Yes, he was number 12.
Which is, again, shameful.
Leathernecks were our soldiers up in the air.
You talk about the Wishmaster, the djinn.
No, Wishmaster didn't get any love on this damn list either. You haven't said Halloween yet.
I have not. And you know why? Because it's coming in at number one. Mm. See, you are an expert. You're right. That sure right there, man. You think about that for a minute. The hockey mask, even before the hockey mask, especially the ones in the old NHL, that when CCM made them, the old Canadian-looking, real kind of odd-looking hockey mask, they're scary-looking.
Yeah.
So it added that layer, Jason added that layer to it. But you take Halloween, never said a word, did Michael Myers, and all he would do was just turn at you and turn his head cockeyed like your dog does when you say something he don't understand. And he just and it was so the imagery was just so I don't know what.
It should be number one because it's the most remade and it's the most argumentative one of all of them.
Yeah, it is.
And there's been incredible remakes. There's been
Rob Zombie's
the
remakes.
Drizzling Blanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
For Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Now Danny McBride's got a hold of it.
Yeah. I didn't like that one as much, but it was better than, the Rob Zombie ones. I thought H2O was great.
Yeah, it's hard to keep making slasher movies. It's been done to death. It's hard to keep doing things with slasher movies. There's some really good ones on there.
Doesn't cell phones and stuff kind of ruin it?
It doesn't.
For horror movies
now? It doesn't help, but like remember in the Danny McBride Halloween remake, The D-head boyfriend had to take the phone and dump it in a bowl of punch. Otherwise, she'd be running around town with a cell phone to call people.
And they made a point to show you. Now, remember later when you're saying, why doesn't she just call someone?
Her phone's
in the punch bowl.
Yeah.
Dang it.
They get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Hate when that happens.
I think that's why they do a lot of mystery-type movies now based in the 80s and prior, because the hole in the movie is cell phones.
Yeah.
And GPS tracking.
It was just tough to see that twist. They took it, where he killed a kid and that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But when
he
stabbed the lady randomly in her house, that was cool.
That was your.
He's always killed a bunch of dogs, too, that Michael Myers. Yeah. He's killed many a German Shepherd.
What a jerk.
Yeah. Okay.
But, there's some movies on there that's a popular movies list. There's some other ones on there, even ones that I know you love, Matt, like Autopsy of Jane Doe should be in there. That's a great movie, and it's not going to make a list because it's not popular enough.
Yeah.
But it's been on Netflix for years, and it's a damn great horror movie.
Hey, that is good.
Or like Cabin in the Woods, I don't remember being on there, and that one is awesome.
What's missing from the list that you consider to be like, as a horror movie connoisseur, is missing?
I mean, there's an obvious one.
What do you think?
Phantasm.
I was thinking that's
Phantasm. Yeah.
There are a couple of Hellraisers that are pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hellraiser deserves a spot, but like I think Cabin in the Woods should be on there. Some of these more recent ones, like The Witch or Hereditary, or I didn't see any of like the George Romero zombie movies. Where's Night of the Living Dead? Dawn of the Dead? Day of the Dead? Return of the Living Dead? Shaun of the Dead? Where's any of the Deads?
I'm looking over the entire. Oh, 15. Night of the.
See, Night of the's better than that.
1968.
The Night of the remake that Tom Savini did is better than that. Dawn of the's even better. Shaun of the's better than that. Return of the's better than that.
Fourth of the Dead, is that one?
Yeah, sure.
The Dead Goes to Camp?
What about 28 Days, 28 Weeks Later? Those were really good, too, and they're not getting any love.
I think because everybody's tired of zombies.
But those movies are still good.
Walking Dead. They ruined it for everybody.
Drag Me to Hell is a really good one that wasn't on there. That's a highly underrated movie.
Well, I don't get Cabin in the Woods, man. I thought it was stupid.
It's good.
I hated it.
It was too smart for you. Sleepaway Camp needs to be on there.
It's dumb, man. You got a force field. Keep it.
Hey, don't. Well, you won't. Okay.
It's for
you. Let me tell you something. If you feel that way, don't watch Blythe. or Bly Manor. Don't watch it.
Oh, is the force field in that too?
I didn't say that.
No you wonder did. You can't get into Lovecraft Country.
All right.
It's smartly written too.
You said that.
I can't watch all this.
For those of you that are asking on the text about Saul, came in at number 19.
Oh yeah, somebody this is available right now on the IMDb TV channel where everything's free through Prime Video. The Cube. Somebody asked why the Cube made the list. Probably the first one, Cube.
Not Hypercube?
No, just first Cube.
Not Gleaming the?
No, just first Cube. Cube is great.
All three of them are pretty
Cube.
Good.
Yeah.
Cube's for Trump. Ice Cube.
Oh, I was talking about movie, the movie Cube.
Oh, I see. All right. We'll take a break. We come back. We continue talking about this or whatever. Who knows? Maybe the phones will be back when we come back.
I doubt it.
You have to wait around and see.
Are we coming back Monday? Because they might work then.
No. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Weirdo.
Nine.
Check.
Paige.
Maybe completely tune out and leave.
And Fatboy.
What's in your wallet?
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:33. Guess what?
What?
They're back.
Who's back? What's back?
Phones.
Oh, yeah, they are back.
1-800-774-0093. Often my balls are busted for not knowing anything technical around here, but guess who fixed them?
You did hit the button.
You are a hero.
I fixed the phone bank. I'm the only one clapping.
I clapped. I'm nobody.
I was writing something down. Yeah, why are you insulting Paige?
Thank you, Paige. Yeah.
I gave you the support that you needed.
Paige gave me the clap that I needed this morning. Thank you.
You went in the next room and hit the buttons, and then they started working again.
Somebody had to, dang it.
Now, here's the thing. I can't tell you which button I did hit.
You hit all of them.
I hit all of them. And suddenly, it went from red to green.
Hey.
1-800-774-0093. Let's start first with... We can keep talking about scary movies. We can go to line one and talk to P1 Twisted Center on line one.
I can do it from here now.
Good morning, Center.
What's going on, guys?
How much, sir? How about yourself?
On the ride home from work, man.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
It's your Friday.
It is.
Yes, sir.
One more day to go, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. It says here you want to comment on the horror movie panel.
Yeah, I was going to see what you guys thought about House of a Thousand Corpses. I thought that was a great one.
Yeah, man, I love that movie.
I like it,
and
but
in the sequel to it,
Devil's Rejects.
Yeah, but not Three from Hell. You can avoid that one.
Three from Hell, and there's another Rob Zombie, not the Halloween ones, but he did another.
He's done a good many.
Yeah, but. Devil's Rejects, that all of that. The end with Leonard Skinner as the gun battle happens.
Lords of Salem kind of suck.
That's it.
It's got more of that 70s horror feel to it. I mean, it's
like skateboarding and stuff.
If you like 70s style horror movies, I mean, it's all right. It certainly is weird.
Yeah.
Hard for some people to watch because that thing with the priest.
Plus, you had, Captain Spaulding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people would see it. So, I remember I dressed as Captain Spaulding one year for Christmas, for Christmas. Jesus. People are like, "Whoa, it's the ghost of Christmas past."
House of a Thousand Corpses is definitely a horror movie, but the Devil's Rejects plays out to me more like a gritty action movie with some horror elements.
That was with Diamond Dallas Page was in that one,
yeah,
and Machete was in it,
and
also actual machetes were in it too.
Mm-hmm. As far as a horror movie goes, House of a Thousand Corpses is the way to go with those two.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets real creepy. You start going to the, ooh.
And then,
what I mean. It's on Hulu, too, suck it.
But at some point, let's wish you got more nudity than Rob Zombie's wife. I'm like,
Sherry Moon, if she's in it, no matter what.
Well, you did, and his Halloween 2 had a good bit of nudity, it seemed like.
Now, listen to this. Oh, he's on the phone now. Do you remember who we interviewed from Devil's Rejects, promoting the movie?
Yeah, it was the lady who had three nipples and Mallrats.
Priscilla Barnes. Priscilla Barnes of me and Paige's, one of the shows that we share a love for, Three's Company.
Yes. Yep.
Hey, man, I'm on that, too. Now, I've always loved Three's Company.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We've talked about it for many years.
Well, you're my Larry Dallas.
Yes. Regal Beagle.
Regal Beagle.
You remind me of Jack Tripper.
Well, thank you.
Boy. And I'm Mr. Furley saying that.
Why are you looking at the camera when you say it? You're doing your hand sideways.
Doing my hand. I'm wavering my hand.
We still have that Fat Boy when we interviewed Priscilla Barnes from Devil's Rejects.
Ooh. Let me look.
You don't have to play it now.
It's been a while. No, we can play it twice if you want.
Yeah, let's talk to Chad on line two. Chad, thanks for being patient with the calls this morning. How you doing?
That's all right, man. I'm good. How y'all?
Doing well. You want to talk about scary movies, too?
Yeah, I just could not believe that Amityville Horror did not make that list.
It made it. It wasn't in the top 30 or top 5 that we were talking about.
It was good.
I think what screws the whole thing up is if you watch it today, it looks kind of cheesy, but when that train come out and that pig was outside the window, the devil or whatever it was outside the window, made that noise, I literally almost peed my pants.
Oh, yeah. I guess there's been so many good haunted house movies in the last few years, too. It kind of makes people forget about Amityville.
Hey, guess what? It didn't even make the top 30.
Wow. It probably should have made the top 30.
Yeah. They got a couple. 1995 was the first one I saw. That was kind of scary.
Yeah, man.
1995.
I don't remember that. Yeah. I remember 92, It's a Matter of Time with the mantle clock.
Yeah, you know what?
That's with the naked chick topless?
With the mantle clock?
And it changed, like, to a butcher's room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do y'all enjoy horror movies that don't have nudity in them?
No.
No.
No, absolutely not. No PG-13
Yeah, some of them are good. Like, Hereditary is good.
Yeah.
No nudity, I can recall.
At least Netflix will say, okay, this has got some gore. It's got some horror.
Thank you.
Some drug use, some smoking. Brief nudity. No. It's like, oh, why bother? Yeah. It's probably going to be a ding-a-ling anyway. Right, Chad?
Yeah, that's it.
Damn it. All right. You have have a good weekend, sir. Thank you.
All right, man. Y'all
do it for
you. All right, man. You know what doesn't get enough credit, too, is a good horror movie is Pet Sematary 2. I've always enjoyed that movie. I think it's a good horror movie because of Gus, the sheriff.
Did you ever see Pet Seminary, where the cats go be preachers?
Oh my gosh.
I have seen Pet in Seminary. That was not that.
That's what I thought you were saying.
It's the damnedest thing.
Yeah. Boys better not be drinking.
I'm sitting here looking at Rob Zombie's movies, and I thought there were more of them than there are.
How many?
Eight? House of a Thousand Corpses, Devil's Rejects, Halloween 2, Lords of Salem, 31, Three from Hell, as far as the big time releases.
So 7.
Yeah, and then he had The Haunted World, El Super Beasto, and some other little stuff like that.
Did you like the part where he said, "Why did you dig up my dead wife, Gus?" He said, "Because I wanted to blank her."
Yeah. Blank you, Doug.
Oh, boy.
That was a different movie. We'll do another one here, and then we got to keep on time. Noah is on line one. Noah, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, okay. Sir. What's up with you?
I'm doing great, except one movie I feel like always gets overlooked is Wes Craven's The People Under the Stairs.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that one in a long time.
I haven't seen that one ever.
Yeah, that is good. And man, early 90s horror movies get overlooked entirely.
What is that one about without ruining it? Is it ghosts living the stairs under the...
No, it's about some slumlords who are looking for the perfect child and always seem to find something wrong with them.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as it's not on HBO Max, I might watch it this weekend, Noah. Thank you so much. You have
no
a good
problem.
Weekend. All right. Thank you.
You're just not going to cave into peer pressure, are you?
No. He's getting ready to go take his arc out on Hartwell. He's up early.
I remember back when we used to see movies all the time on Sci-Fi Channel, like 976 Evil 2.
Oh, yeah.
I miss stuff like that, man.
I thought it was 876.
No, 976.
Remember the Friday the 13th TV show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember the awful video game?
Oh, yeah. The dude just stops peeing when you sneak up on him because he heard you?
He does.
One more or no? You can tell me. I don't care.
Oh, you can, yeah.
Might as well.
Monicar, or is it Monica? Who knows? Good morning.
It's Monica.
Yeah,
good morning.
How are you doing?
Moniker.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. It says here you're very passionate about a movie that should have been on the list. What movie is that?
13 Ghosts with the Jekyll. It always gets me every time when it comes out.
It's not on here either. Jimmy, you familiar with that one?
Yeah, I've seen it a few times. I mean, it's good. People love it, too. It's as far as those millennium horror, turn of the millennium horror movies go, it's really popular with people. It's not one of my favorites, but I enjoy it.
But when you say a movie is good, a horror movie, and it scares, what is it? You're like looking around behind you, or something. You hear a sound, or is it like those quick kind of things where somebody will turn the corner? Thank you, Monica. Well, someone will turn the corner, and then you'll jump in the chair.
But I like it when it's just a good frightening story. Yeah. I like it when I feel nervous walking down the dark hallway to go to the bathroom later.
Yeah,
I like that. And I don't get that from a little jump scare, you know? Yeah. I get that from a menacing presence, something you can't see in the dark kind of thing.
You don't want to see the two shining twins at the end of the hallway.
Shining?
Oh, yeah, that's creepy.
Two shining twins.
You see Cut in Class, that's a fun slasher.
Yeah.
Come play with us, Nine.
Oh, come
if we can hit that bong with you. I don't know.
That is so creepy. That is so creepy.
And also the Exorcist
Tommy Knockers.
The Exorcist movie poster. Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh.
That light coming down on that priest. Him standing there and the light. Oh, boy. Oh.
Yeah.
Scary.
They don't do them anymore. They don't make movie posters. We'll take a break.
Oh, the theaters are closed.
You still got time to get in on the FOF line. That's 864-241-4318. In the meantime, Paige, what's up in that plex of
yours? I've got a story for you, Matt Man, that could give credence to your UFO sighting.
Yes.
Because we have a story about UFOs and where you can find them next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Sounds like I need some credence, and Paige didn't believe my UFO story.
Ah!
Oh.
No, I think it could be true.
You're not to be trusted. Mm. We'll get into the plex with Paige headlines right after this. Morning, everybody.
You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rock. It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
This is going to be interesting. Well, where are the best places to buy a home if you want to see UFOs?
Easily, South Carolina.
Ah, well.
Easily, 911 was flooded with one call.
Yeah.
New Mexico, maybe you're thinking, you know, around Area 51, that type of thing. But you might want to think again because there's other places that are hot spots now.
Roswell, Georgia.
Yes. Thinking of the strip club.
They have one, you know.
Oh, they do.
All right. So here's the top five of locations where you might want to move to if you want to regularly see some UFOs like Matt Mann did in Easley, okay? And number five, Tucson, Arizona on the list. It's beautiful, beautiful sunsets, I have to say. Gorgeous place.
Really?
Yes.
Have you made love under them?
No, but I would.
Oh, okay.
It's so pretty.
Hmm.
Number four, Houston, Texas.
Houston.
Is Houston near an Air Force base?
I think it's not too far away.
Houston, yes. Houston AFB, yes.
Oh, are you ready?
It stands for Air Force Base.
Okay, here's the top three.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Uh-huh.
Number three, Philadelphia.
Oh. They're looking for the bell.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
They're looking for the Declaration of Independence.
There's Coast Guard Air Station Houston.
And then second place,
Field Joint Reserve Base.
Mm. See, the best place to buy a home if you want to see a UFO, you would move to Columbus, Ohio,
and Fort Sam Houston.
In Ohio?
No. I was
in Texas.
I was just looking that up.
What's in Ohio? Hmm.
Well,
a bunch of people who want to move here.
Bunch of Reds.
So if you want to see UFOs on the reg,
not anymore.
Here's the number one answer. You need to buy a house in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Air Force Base.
There are a ton of sightings.
Formerly.
Not in many years, though.
Yeah, you're right.
And the average home, according to this seems a little low to me, is estimated at $168,000.
That's the average home. You got to think about how many single wides are down there.
Is this about outer space aliens or illegal ones? Because that's hard to believe. The Myrtle Beach Air Force Base has been gone for years.
So,
Shaw? Where's Shaw?
Sumter, if it's still operational.
See, that's close.
So the list looked at all the U.S. cities.
It's still going.
And the most UFO sightings and how much it costs to buy a house. So these were the cheapest places if you wanted to see aliens.
We came to see the gay dolphin. The hell? Where is the pavilion, guys?
Well, aliens like rednecks.
They do?
Yeah.
Huh.
So Myrtle Beach in Ohio are great spots to find some.
I want a shirt from the Bowery.
Forget them before they stop selling them.
Do you think you were abducted as a child going down there and then they followed you to Easley?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I never seen them down there. And I went up on the rainbow, and I had a big visual. I could see all over. You could see all the way down to Murrell's Inlet when you're on top of the rainbow. You remember the rainbow ride?
Yeah.
Lifted you up way. You see the ocean. It's gorgeous. I loved it.
Maybe that wallet you found had a tracker in it.
Uh-huh.
That was on the Tilt-A-Whirl.
That was fun, man.
Tilt-a-whirl?
Yeah, you go around in circles real fast a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
You get in there, you see a wallet, you're getting on with your dad, you say, oh, what do I do? Okay, I'm going to set on it, the wallet, and then afterwards, I'll mention it to my dad. And he's like, well, Matthew, we have to do the right thing. We got to take it to the ticket office. I was like, Daddy, you've told me before, those guys probably just take the money.
When the small finders fee, then we're going to take
it. Well, your mama saw this. So I go over there, and they said, okay, it's just like a TV show. We have to hold it for a certain amount of time, and then if not, you know, you can have it or whatever. And then somebody came and got it.
It's not the lost and found, you know, action park where they just take it.
They just take whatever they want. Nobody's coming back for it anyway.
As soon as you turned it in.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, a Walkman. Hell yeah, it's mine now.
And it didn't teach me the lesson that you think it would have.
No.
No honor system.
Now if I see one now, I'm going to sit on it. I'm going to take the driver's license out. I'm going to throw it in the air. And then I'm gonna...
Just take the money and leave the license.
Yeah, don't be that
You're right.
Person.
That's a pain in the ass to get another one. I'll leave the license.
Give them back the wallet and the license and just take the cash.
You know, hopefully on the Tilt-A-Whirl when they pair you up with people because they try to fit you three in there. Get in between some girls.
I'd always get slung into the corner by my dad.
And you get hip bruises. That hurts so bad. Okay. Well, TikTok is where people are going if they have an announcement now or, you know, a PSA. So this is important because on Tuesday, a 19-year-old by the name of Julia Leonard from Putnam Valley, New York, she posted a video on TikTok about the interesting discovery she made with her new pants, her pleather pants. And she wanted to let everybody know that these pants will make a particular sound when you squat in them.
Do pleather pants come from plows?
No.
You want it?
Yeah, I'd love to hear the sound.
So I bought these really cute, flary type leather pants, and I went out to eat with my family. On our way out, my sister drops her phone. So I go down to pick it up, and this happens. So here's a warning if you want to buy these pants. Don't bend down.
Yes. She's just gassing. She's blaming it on the pants. Yeah. My daddy used to blame it on the dog. Dog was outside, too. It's so weird.
Got in the house.
It was Rufus. He never was allowed in the house.
He sounds like, with a name like Rufus, he just farted a lot.
He messed all over the yard.
Slobber everywhere.
It's funny. Every time, it's just the pants fart.
So what are the pants if you want to get these?
Oh,
to
I'd
fart?
Love them.
They're Zara pants.
I could wear my fart gun in the holster of these pants.
I wish I had some. No, it's the pants, I promise.
I have a pair of pants like that I can bring in.
Do they make you fart?
I haven't worn them because I bought them to wear in a film and never wore them. So I'll bring them in if you want to try them.
Oh, it was the ones where the crotch were ripped out for that film?
No. This is a different film, but I never ended up wearing them.
Got some assless chaps.
Where do I buy these?
Where do you buy it? Probably Spencer's.
Oh.
It's probably a novelty pants.
This is from Zara.
With a Z. Z-A-R-A. So get them and be careful bending over, picking up things.
You should buy American.
They look good and everything, but God, they have to be so very difficult to get off, to remove from your body.
Oh, the pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you get in there, taking them off, you'd have to have some help. I would.
Yeah, with our old pants, it's like, you know, a circus tent falling down.
I had to get help getting out of the fire suit up at the Charlotte Motor Speedway that time.
You have to get out
of a fire suit.
That is not easy.
What about getting out of the car?
Oh, gosh.
Getting in the car. Getting out.
In is easy.
Nine was in the one that caught on fire. Ask him. The driver got out and left him in there.
I fell out of the car trying to get my big ass out of there.
Oh, boy.
Man, I'm looking at the Zara website.
He took a bump at the Charlotte Motor Speedway.
These people make they make those pants that fart. Uh-huh. They also make an outfit that looks like it's made of moving blankets.
Moving. Oh, that's in right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's looks like legit the blankets you would use to move your stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have some asbestos chinos that I'm wearing this weekend.
Right?
Those weighted blankets are nice to sleep with, definitely.
Oh, that's cool. Now, that's kind of cool. It's kind of quilted.
It looks like moving blankets. Yeah.
I'd wear those.
Yeah.
I think I got these in my shorts. Something makes that same sound.
So this is where Billy Eyelash shops.
Oh, yeah.
She got big boobs now.
Hey, you know what? She's 18.
I know.
You can say it now. Still creepy.
That might be the farting pants.
You are.
All right, then. Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you. Excuse you. Fat Boy, can we play the clip one more time? I know we've played it earlier this morning, but we want to let everybody know about some of the venom that we're about to listen to with the FOF line.
I wish you explosive diarrhea every f***ing day for the rest of your f***ing life, and I hope every f***ing day you're wearing white f***ing pants. You stupid
I don't know if you can have explosive diarrhea more than once. I don't think you can have it every day. Eventually, it's just, you're going to be blowed up.
Yeah, or dehydrated. You know, people in Oregon Trail died of dysentery.
Yes. Yeah, I did not. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, 864-241-4318. 864-241-4318. When we return, the FOF line. Good morning.
You know how some people are just a little off?
Oregon Trailhead
yeah,
stinks.
We've got a full room of those. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.